We are here at the first ever Soil Health Summit, and with me is Kevin Ross, who is on the National Corn Growers Association board. And Kevin, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I farm in southwest Iowa, right outside Council Bluffs, Omaha area. We're in the hills down there. We got corn, soybeans, and cattle.
Well, why are you here, Kevin?
I'm here as a liaison to the committee that this Soil Health Partnership falls underneath the Production Stewardship Action Team Committee purview. And anyway, I'm the board liaison to that committee. So, making sure we're spending money in the right places, with the dollars that growers put to NCGA. So, I'm also here to learn. You know, there's a lot of fantastic minds here and people that are involved in this project. So I'm enjoying myself and gaining a lot of knowledge personally.
For you personally, Kevin, what does soil health mean to you?
That's a good question, Cindy. For me, it's just, the soil is a living, breathing thing that we have to take care of and manage separately, really, on the farm. I probably don't even spend enough time on it myself, but I think that's probably the same way with a lot of growers. But, soil health is something we need to be aware of. It's just like, any other, your personal health. You have to manage it and have to be able to correct things if there's an issue, and hopefully in a way you medicate if there's a problem, and hopefully the Soil Health Partnership can help us find those mitigation and things like that, ways to fix our soil.
On your personal operation, what are some of the things that you've been doing and some of the ways that your farming, I guess, practices have changed in the last decade or so?
Sure. On our farm, have gone to 100% no-till situation, or that's our most basic farming practice. It's worked very well for us. We've done in the past been a 50-50 rotation, but we've actually in most recent years been almost 100% corn, and we're still able to do that no-till practice. We've had to do some different types of management with the different attachments to our planter and things like that, but that's worked very well for us. I've tried some cover crops also. This last year we had some hail issues, so it didn't work out so well for us on timing wise in the cover crops, but I will continue to try them. I want to be able to graze them, first of all, with my cattle operation. So that's one of the things that I see as a benefit or potential benefit also.
What do you see as the biggest roadblocks, I guess I'll say, for other farmers in adopting some of the things that we're talking about for soil health? For your fellow farmers, people that you talk to, what do you think their biggest concerns are about adopting some of the practices we're talking about?
I think first and foremost, it's cost. At the end of the day, I think, no farmer out there wants to throw away money. And, if they don't think something's going to work, it's really tough to get guys to invest in that. So, one of the purposes of the summit and the partnership in general is finding that actual dollar amount that you're going to be able to put a finger on to say this is how much it's going to save me down the road or how much it's going to benefit me. Hopefully we get some of those numbers down the road here through this thing. But that's cost is, I think, number one factor. Also timing. Timing is a really tough issue. We deal with short windows of time where we can, get large amounts of work done in the field. And adding an extra practice in a lot of cases just isn't feasible for some guys in some cases. So we got to make it, easy to do and in a way that guys can get it done also.
I know there's been a lot of talk, too, about NRCS programs that are available, cost-share programs, because I know there was talk about, especially when it comes to cover crops, when you're talking about having to buy seed and invest the time and effort and money into putting out a crop that you're not going to harvest, it's kind of hard to see the benefits of that, but there are some cost-share programs available for farmers, right?
Yeah, there are. There's some through USDA and the NRCS programs, but there's also a lot of states have their own programs out there. I know Iowa and our water quality initiative, our nutrient reduction strategy, have some dollars that have been out there for the last couple of years. Those things are out there. Producer hopefully has the resources to look at it and try to find out where those are at. They can certainly contact their associations to hopefully help them with that too.
Well, overall, we're getting to the end here of this summit. What would you say are your biggest takeaways as a result of this summit?
First off, that I really think this program and partnership is a great great thing we got going here. You know, it's fairly new yet, and it's infancy, I'd still say, at this point. But I'm really pleased with the direction it's headed. The partners that we have in place, you know, not some of our more traditional partners in a lot of senses, with the Environmental Defense Fund and a Nature Conservancy as two of our largest partners, but Monsanto also. Those types of things, for me, I'm very impressed with how this partnership is working, and it's really good to see that these groups are, you know, on the same page with a common goal, and that's soil health. And that, you know, we may all not agree on everything, but I'm really happy with the direction we're headed in agreement of how this should move forward.
And I suppose we're going to hear more about this at Commodity Classic coming up.
You better believe it, yeah. I'll be down there, and this will definitely be one of the things that's highlighted, and looking forward to that time too. So,
well, thank you very much. Here at the Soil Health Summit in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.